spoke with Superintendent David Kelly, he was out at the scene this morning, and there's a lot of similarities in what we call the modus operandi, is what how they do their work. They cut a fence at the back to gain access, came in through a back door and took quantity of cash. We've had six previous, and these were all really in relation to filling stations and convenience stores, which are normally attached. Unfortunately for the Kiernans, it's the second time that one of their premises has been targeted, and that's very unfortunate. I know they did up their levels of security since the last one, and you know, it just shows you that these people are determined. It was reported around 3 o'clock via the alarm system, and that was good for us. The guards were quickly on the scene. Now, I don't think I'd say they had intended being there for a lot longer, put it like that, but it looks basically, I suppose, what we would be saying today is, again, owners of commercial properties of all types that have maybe increased or have significant stock now in the lead up to the Christmas, we're into the 1st of December, we're into that 20 days or 24 days now of a lot of retail activity, a lot of people moving around. So we're just appealing for people that are managing businesses, that own businesses, just stop and think again and have a review of what you're doing. How are you handling your cash? Is your cameras doing what they should be doing? Is your alarms doing what they're supposed to do? Just be vigilant, and staff need to be vigilant. This morning, I got a phone call from a retailer in West Donegal where they had noted on two separate occasions now people behaving oddly in their premises. And they didn't even know about the attack overnight. And as I said it to them, you could nearly see the chills going down their back. But they noted somebody acting suspiciously, and they were able to provide us with some information, maybe useful. Just, it might have been innocent, but at least we can tie it up. So we'll be asking people, the staff particularly, who are there on their shift, to see somebody sitting in a car for a protracted period of time. Check that out. Check out the number. Let us know.